O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. Psalm 2.
The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Why are the nations in tumult? And why do the peoples devise a vain plot? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. He who dwells in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be prudent, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and with trembling kiss his feet, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are all they who take refuge in him." The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Let us pray. Most high and holy God, lift our eyes to your Son, enthroned on Calvary, and as we behold his meekness, shatter our earthly pride, for he is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit.
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the peace and stability of all peoples and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick and suffering, and all who minister to their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those sins from which you have delivered us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God grant to the world justice, truth, and peace. Amen.